Jesus goes seeking fruit, and he finds none. Mark takes the time to tell us that it was not the time for figs. Why would Jesus expect to find fruit when it is not the time for fruit? And why such a dramatic response to the lack of fruit present? I mean, isn't Jesus the Word of God, the Word through which all is created? There is a season for all things, season for death, season for life. We know that seasons have fruitfulness that is accorded to it, according to its nature. Why such a dramatic response to the lack of fruit present? Because it's not about the tree. He goes to the temple expecting fruit, and instead finds commerce. And so he shuts down the commerce. On this church, on the high on the front wall, as you walk in, there is a scripture passage that is quoted today: "This house shall be called a house of prayer." It's up there on the wall. Very few people see it because it's so high up. We are supposed to produce fruit, my brothers and sisters. The fruit that you produce is not supposed to be limited to the time or the season. It is easy to produce fruit when it is time to produce fruit. There is no faith required to bloom when it is spring. It requires no effort, no trust, no faith, no hope, no act of love to simply produce fruit when it is the time of producing fruit by nature, by our humanity. But Jesus wants fruit in our life that is perpetual. These mysterious trees that are planted alongside this spring of water that we see flowing from the temple, from the prophet, and where this river flows, we see trees that produce fruit. Every month there is fruit produced. What kind of tree would that be? It's a tree that is fed from the living water. My brothers and sisters, Jesus wants fruit from our lives, and he doesn't want it according to nature. He wants fruit to be a part of our life, and he wants it to be supernatural. Not based upon your abilities, but upon the grace that has been afforded to you, that is a part of your life, this reconciliation with the Father, and grace and mercy and love being a part of your life always. He has every right to demand fruit from our lives at all times, not just when it is easy, when it is natural. I prayed for my brother. Congratulations, you did what you were supposed to do. Now pray for your enemy. I didn't kill anybody today. Good job. Not supposed to do that anyway. How did you build up life? There's an invitation for us. When we act in the seasons that are not seasons for fruit by nature, We are acting in faith. We are choosing and acting without seeing. And it is exactly this, the operation of faith without seeing, that bears fruit in an extraordinary way. That's why it goes into this whole conversation about faith in a mountain being moved. He wants us to operate, my brothers and sisters, every month, every day, to operate in the gift of faith that is ours. If we do this, there will always be fruit that is a part of our life. If we do not do this, then there will only be fruit when it is naturally the time of fruit. But that is not enough. The invitation for us is to live in extraordinary ways, to bear fruit at all times, my brothers and sisters. To an invitation for us, even in the dead of winter, to choose to love, to choose hope, to choose faith, and to bear fruit. Amen.